We already have begun the second perek in Nagoyim, and tonight we'll start Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. However, I just want to clarify something in Mishnah Aleph. I don't think I was clear. Mishnah Aleph again starts talking about a Germani, a person who's albino, very white, and a Kushi, an African who's very black, who's ebony. And Rabbi Yishmael makes a statement, B'nai Yisrael ani kaparasam, hari hin kesh geroa. B'nai Yisrael are like the box with the cypress tree, which is like a tan, a Mediterranean tan. So the Rav learns that Rabbi Yishmael is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that regarding an albino in a Germani language of Gerim, whitish bone, or a Kushi, a person who's very dark, you take a tannish dye and put it around the nega so that the skin doesn't make it either seem too dark or too bright. And this way you get the proper contrast. And the Rav learns that Rabbi Shmuel has the same shita as Rabbi Akiva. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings down from the Ravid in his commentary in the Sifra that Rabbi Shmuel has a different shita than Rabbi Akiva regarding an albino and the Algermani or the Agramoni and the Kushi. He holds that because of the unique skin colors, they're completely putter, they're exempt. You don't check them out because you can't get an accurate reading looking at them as they are. So they're exempt from the halachas of Baharis and Seis, Sapachas, Baharis. They're exempt from the four colors of white and their mixtures that we've spoken about. That's the machlokas in the Rav, and the Rav is Nishitas Rabbi Yishmael. And that first Mishnah. Now, Mishnah Beis tells us the times when you can see when a Kohen can go to, in a day, a Kohen can see the Nagoyim. And the Rav explains that there's a pasuk that says, L'chol Mare Ini HaKohen, in the full vision of the eyes of the Kohen. Ma Kohen Shechasir Mar Einov in a Roas Nagoyim. A Kohen who is lacking full vision can't see Nagoyim. So a day also which is not in its full light the time of a day one cannot see Nagoyim. So the Mishnah says Ein Ruim Nagoyim B'Shachris, in the morning we'll see the morning is for the third hour, Ubein Arabayim after the ninth hour. And I'm talking about hours from dawn, and the hours are shows manios, relative hours. If you make a divide between, let's say, dawn and sunset, sunrise and sunset, or if you hold the Lishnis Mogen Avram from Alma Shachar, from the dawn, which is before sunset, till Tzei Sokochavim, and you divide them into 12 equal parts, so they're longer in the summertime and shorter in the wintertime. So before the third hour from dawn, we don't see Nagoyim. A little bit, that's the Shacharis. Well, Ben Harabayim is after the end of the third hour in the afternoon. We don't see Nagoyim. Then the Mishnah says, Belobeso Chabayis. We don't see Nagoyim. This is referring to Nigei Adam, Nagoyim of a person, or of clothing in a house. Because you don't have full, especially those days, didn't have electric lights. You didn't have the full daytime brightness in a house. We'll see later on that by nige batim, by houses where there's no choice, a Kohen has to go in and see the house inside the house if there's color in the wall. So that there's no choice about, but. There's no way out of it, but by Nigei Adam and Nigei Begadim, they have to be taken outside. So, lo b'tocha bayis, v'lo b'yom ha'mu'unan, nor in a cloudy day do we see Nagoyim, l'fisha ha'keo niris azo, in a dark, or in a darker day, or in a darker time of the day, that which is dim seems brighter by comparison, because it's darker, there's darkness around it. So, and lo bitso arayim, nor in the mid-afternoon, lefisha sha'aza niris keha. And also not in the, and there's going to be machlokis in terms of the time between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanna Kamma is going to be like as Rabbi Meir, as we'll see in a moment. V'lo b'tzorayim, not in the in the midday, l'fisha azor, then something bright white, nirakeo, looks more dim in the bright sunlight. Doesn't look so white. So emasai rowan, when do we see negoim? What times of the day? B'sholosh, in the third hour of the day from dawn. B'arba, in the fourth hour of the day after dawn. U'b'chamesh, and in the fifth hour of the day, in the dawn. In the sixth hour, not, because that's Sorayim. U'b'sheva, and of course before the third hour is the early morning. Lo b'shacharis. And if, so the again, the third hour, the fourth, the fifth. U'b'shev, the seventh hour, but not the sixth hour. U'b'shmonu b'teisha, and the eighth hour and the ninth hour. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda limits even more the amount of time in which a nega can be seen. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, only be arba b'chamesh, the first part of the morning, not, because we said that's b'shacharis. It's still not fully light yet. So it's not fully light. Everybody agree. So Rabbi Meir holds it's already light enough by the third hour. Rabbi Yehuda says not till the fourth hour. Then b'chamesh, and then he extends Sorayim, the midday, to the not only the sixth hour, but he adds the seventh hour too. So he only allows seeing between the arba, the fourth hour, the chamesh, the shmona, and the teisha, and the eighth hour and the ninth hour. And the Rav says we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, according to Rabbi Meir, we have additional time, the third hour and the seventh hour. And Rabbi Yehuda limits it to the fourth, fifth, and eighth and ninth hour of the day, and that's it. He leaves out the third hour and leaves out the seventh hour. Everybody leaves out the sixth hour. Everybody, of course, leaves out before the fourth and after the. Before the third. And Rabbi Yehuda holds even before the fourth is no good, and everybody holds after Teisha, after 9 hours it's no good because that's Bein Horabayim. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Then again, only the fourth, the fifth, the eighth, and the ninth hours can a kohen see nega, can see negoim, the leprosy. Mishnah Gimel states, Kohen hasuma bi'achas me'enav, a kohen who's blind in one eye, o shakia me'or enav, or he's dim in vision in both eyes. The Tosfos Yom Tov goes on to speak about this, and he says that if he's dim vision in only one eye, it's all right. It's dafka both eyes, dim vision, but blind in one eye, completely blind in one eye, lo yira es negoim. So again, kohen asuma biyachas meinav o shekeha meyor einav, or the eyes, the vision of his eyes, of completely both eyes, had been diminished. Lo yiras and agoyim. In other words, he doesn't see well. Shenem mar lo mare eni hakohen. The pasuk that the Rav brought in the previous Mishnah, that just the way the kohen has to be able to see with full eyesight, so the day has to be bright enough also. Bayis beis ha'ofel ein poskin bo chalonos. So now we're coming to, we said in the previous Mishnah, you don't see a person or nigi adam and nigi begodim in a house. And now the Mishnah says, in a dark house, you don't open up the windows. So we're talking here about nigi botim. If there's appearances of color on the wall, the rak or damdom, the green or the bread that the Torah speaks about in Parshas Mitzorah, by nigi botim, you can't open up the windows. So the Tosfos Yom Tov happens let me just read the Rav first. Exceiv kenega nearly leave a lola neri. It seems to me, as I see it now, lola neri, not to any external light that I'm bringing. Mikan onru beis ofel in poskim lo chalonos. So it has to be to his eyesight as it is, without external aid. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings down, however, he says, Achshav re'isi l'maharam. I see from an Akron the Maram Shekot is Ilishono. Nira Perusho Sheim Hakalono Seguros Lo Yiru Hanega Ache Yifkatum, that if the windows are indeed shut, he shouldn't look at the neg in the bias, the neg of the house, until he opens up the window. The Tosefta says clearly, Tosefta is a parallel work to the Mishnah, that in a dark house, you open up the, when the windows are shut, you open them up, and you look at the nega and you see, I have a hodis nan in posin lo chalonos, hainu mechodosh. It says in a later Mishnah that we don't open up the windows, and I mean this is our Mishnah now. He's saying this on Mishnah Beis. In Poskim Bochalonos, we said the later Mishnah is our Mishnah. In Poskim Bochalonos, so it says in the Mishnah that we're involved with now, he says that's Dafka, a situation where there were no windows there. Hainu Michadosh, to create new windows. Avl Yeshem Chalonos Veim Segurim, but if there are windows and they're just closed at the moment, posthumously we have to open them up, the Ros Hanega Adkan. So the Tosos Yom Tov just brings in a different sheet of the Maharam, that what it says in our Mishnah in Posin Lo Chalonos means to make new windows to begin with. But if there are windows, the Tosefta says, you have a Kohen has to open them up. And it seems the Rav disagrees with that. So again, again, Kohen Hasum, a blind Kohen, Biachas Mi'enov, if he's blind even in one of his eyes, or Shekia Mi'enov, or he has diminished eyesight, in both eyes, the Tosos Yom Tov says, but in just one eye, not the other eye, is good, full vision. Lo yiras in the goyim shnemar l'chol mari eni hakohen, the full sight of the eyes of the Kohen. And the Rav in the previous mission had extended that to the time of the day also, that the day has to be in a full state of light, an optimal state of light. Base ofel a bayis ofel, a very dark house in Poskim Bochalonos. So the Rav learns simply that you're not allowed to open the window, and the Tosos Yom Tov brings down the Maharam that you don't create a new window if there isn't one there. But if there is a window, you have to open it up. Lirosis nigo, to see its nega. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalit. Ketzad is hanega. How do you go about looking at a nega? So I'm sorry,